Your one-stop shop for the world's best new music. 2009 on Triple J.
And that track is called Execution from the new album by Pink Mountaintops, which was released this weekend. It's an album called Outside Love. This is the third album which Stephen McBean has pretty much orchestrated under the name of Pink Mountaintops. Stephen's a pretty busy Canadian musician coming from Vancouver. His main project, I guess, is Black Mountain. He's the principal songwriter, guitarist, and also one of the main vocalists in Black Mountain. They were in the country just recently, and I got him into the studios here at Triple J to talk about Pink Mountaintops because I knew it was coming, and I'd heard little snatches of the album, and I was digging it, and I thought I'd get him in to find out a bit more about this other project, which he's had going for a number of years. It's essentially him and a whole bunch of guest musicians, people like Sophie from Godspeed Your Black Emperor, Ted from Destroyer, Jesse Sykes is involved in this album as well, and there's also various members from his own band Black Mountain who help out in the recording of Pink Mountaintops. So when I spoke to Stephen when he was here, I asked him, is this essentially Pink Mountaintops? Is it essentially him and just a bunch of friends getting together to have a good time?
Yeah, it's nice. It's like that's the thing I like about, you know, Pink Mountaintop, like Black Mountain, it's, you know, we're always this, you know, the same five people, but with Pink Mountaintops, it's like, especially on this, the new record, I think there's about like 20 different people. Some people, you know, like Sophie from Montreal and Jesse Sykes from Seattle, and my friend's kids, two kids sang on a song from Victoria. And it's nice to, like, when you need a certain, like, tripped out synth arpeggio or something, you're like, oh, Josh Stevenson, yeah, call him up, you know. So it's, you get to call on a lot of different people's strengths and stuff.
Which are you coordinating all of this?
For Pink Mountaintops.
Yeah. Yeah. For...
I'm the dictator.
It doesn't seem like a scary dictator, though.
No.
Does it feed back into you as an inspiration when you've kind of got that amount of people to kind of draw on?
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, there was like, especially like on the new record, like there's like two songs that like I don't even sing on, you know? It was like I got like Jesse Sykes to sing a song and then friend Ashley to sing on it. And then it was like, I was just like, I'm just going to take my vocals like off because what's the point? You know, I'd rather listen to, you know, two ladies sing than myself.
Are they all basically your songs? Do you collaborate on the songs? Or they're your songs, are they?
Yeah. And then, I mean, this one, Sophie from Montreal, like she came out and, well, we had just met and we had to play a song together at our friend's wedding. And so we were jamming in her kitchen for the wedding, and then we're like, hey, we should make a record. And I was like, okay, I've got these songs and I'll, you know, get the record label to pay for you to fly out and buy food and, you know. But it was
and
nice.
that was the idea behind this new record.
That's how it came about. Yeah, and this record too had a lot more, like the first two records, they were really like record the songs, like write and record the songs and they're done, you know, like within like a couple of weeks. But this one, there was such a, because of the touring and stuff, you know, I could, well, you never know for sure, but hopefully I was able to weed out more of the bad ideas.
The vibe on the record's really interesting too, because it's very different from Black Mountain, because Black Mountain, you know, to my ears anyway, is based really around great riffs, you know, coming up with a riff and then sort of the dynamic of the rock band builds around it. This stuff with Pink Mountaintops, it's got a lot of more atmosphere to it and kind of got a lot of reverb to it and reminds me at times of, you know, Velvet Underground, Jesus and Mary Chain, Mazzy Star, who I don't know whether are you fans of Mazzy Star?
I was a huge fan.
I can hear echoes of that sound coming through. So is that the vibe you think that you've captured on this record?
I think that's what we were kind of going like for. Like I liked the idea of like kind of having like, I mean, most of the songs are basically rooted in, you know, like a campfire song, you know, just strumming and whatever. But then adding like tons of, yeah, really simple things and just the layers and stuff. And I think you're spot on.
Is this kind of like the female side of what Black Mountain is, the male side? Do you see it that way too?
Maybe. I think like, especially with this record, it's like they really like the first two records and maybe like the first Black Mountain, the first Pink record, there was certain stuff like No Satisfaction. Could have gone to either band, you know, but now it seems like they're completely divorced. They don't hate each other, but they're, you know, they've left the home and wandered, you know,
found a new place ways. To, yeah. Found a new place to camp. And his romance, because I was kind of listening to this, and you said before that it was actually a wedding that helped inspire this whole project for this new album. So is romance and love and those themes reoccurring in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's probably a couple breakup songs on there, and there's this celebration of, I mean, it doesn't have to be lovers or just friends or whatever, and just life and good times, you know? Even though the record's maybe kind of dark sounding, it's kind of, it always has, if it slips too dark, I hope that it comes back to a reassurance of it'll be all right in some way.
The sun coming through the clouds type of feel. Yeah. Well, listen, fantastic that you made it out to Australia. Look forward to hearing more of the music that you guys make, both with Pink Mountain Tops and also Black Mountain. And Stephen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.